That was Chiwana, the new single from Triangle Clique, and I'm delighted to be joined by Triangle Clique on the line. Hello.
Hey, hello. Hello. Thanks for having us.
Hi, no problem. Now, there's a lot of you there, so do you want to introduce yourself?
I'm Crank. I'm Crank Splitter.
Ren Dollars.
Disciple, D Stringer.
And Rob Cruz, a.k.a. Wise.
Cool. And you're all there in Orlando at the moment, is that right?
Yeah.
What's Orlando, the weather like in Orlando? Because it's middle of December here, and I just kind of get the impression that you just got sunshine all year round. Is that right?
Yeah, we're still in shorts.
Oh, pretty much. It's kind of cold outside. Yeah, it's raining. A little bit for here. It's cold, but it's got to be, what, 65 outside right now?
Yeah, not bad
for,
at all.
For here, that's like cold.
You know? That's shorts weather. Yeah, that's shorts weather.
It is shorts weather, yeah, definitely, man. You know, how's the weather over there?
We had about 50 today, which is pretty good, and it didn't rain. So you know, it's that's as best you ever hope for in December here, really. You know,
50 no here, it's cold,
right? We're in New York, we're used to the snow and cold too.
But being here for a while, you know, you kind of get used to the weather, and
your blood
so when
thins
you go
out.
Back, you go back up north, and it's like, whoa.
I was speaking to somebody in New England today, and they had 18 inches of snow, and it's really sad. You know, we don't get much snow here because we just get rain. It's really sad, but you know, let's go back to the beginning with the musical career. Now, you're three brothers, and you're originally from New York City, is that right?
Yeah, we were born in Queens, New York, and so that's where, you know, we come from. And that's where the whole hip hop, you know, music and the formula as to what we're doing comes from. We were fortunate to grow up in hip hop and literally, you know,
during the time
graffiti
when
on the trains. You know, you got the afros, you got the breakdance, and you got the all that, the whole vibe of what hip hop is, you know, breakdance and, you know, all those kind of things that make hip hop what it is today.
Now, a lot of people grow up loving music. Not everybody decides to become performers. So when was it that you all decided that you wanted to perform together?
I mean, our father would put us in shows, you know, basically to perform in front of hundreds and thousands of people. And so, you know, I always enjoyed it. I don't know about some of my enjoyed it. And so just from being little, performing like that, you know, that's how, you know, we started performing pretty much.
And when you're talking about being in shows in front of hundreds or thousands of people, what kind of music? Was it hip hop or was it different kind of music?
No, it was definitely hip hop.
It was like breakbeats.
We started breakdancing and doing, performances like that, dance routines, that whole kind of. And that's how, you know, we started performing in front of people. And then just by nature and everything else,
that
the rhyming, the music, the beat making. I mean, my brother Waz, I know a lot of people started however they started. We go back, to the cassette tapes. I mean, I don't know if you remember that. When you said cassette tapes. You're talking about looping beats. I don't know if you remember the boom boxes with the two cassette sides, where he rewind forward, and come up with a loop, and then, you know, we're in the background just rhyming. I mean, and so that's how kind of the beginning, and I'm talking about, you know, infancy, like being a little kid, you know, 7, 8, you know, just trying to make the music, you know, rapping and doing those kind of things.
I remember all that equipment very well. I mean, so the music that you loved growing up, it would have been sort of really old hip-hop, 70s, 80s. What kind of artists?
I mean, for me, you know, I'm a little bit younger than my brother Wise, no pun intended on that. But for me, you know, was... pretty much, I would listen to what my older brothers listen to. I mean, I know he don't got a good reputation with whatever's going on, but like, you know, whole Africa Bombada, you can go back to Ice-T. I mean, and then Perm, I'm sure, I mean, my brother.
Just basically like pioneers.
The Jungle Brothers.
The people that actually started this whole thing. Like, you know, we were all pretty much in that, with the sound, with the street sound and everything that was happening there. And you know, so
Eric B.
Eric B. and Rakim, yeah, you know, like, you know, Kumo D, Houdini, UTFO, you know. So, I mean, you know, we basically had picked up like kind of that street sound, and, you know, we do reflect that in our music, you know, like even today, you know, saying we utilize like those kind of styles and stuff, like, you know, we implement it into our music, you know.
Yeah, definitely old school. I mean, a lot of those artists still respected today, aren't they, by, you know, people of all ages, really.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think generally, I think everybody has an appreciation, like, you know, and paying to, like, the pioneers, you know, the folks that actually started it all and everything. And, you know, if anything, you know, I guess part of our mission is to kind of keep that, those legacies alive too, you know, just kind of remind people, like, you know, what was the true essence of what hip hop was, you know what I mean? Because, you know, obviously music changes over time, you know, people evolve, you know what I mean? And things change, and it's great, you know what I mean? But I think just kind of keeping that core is very important too, you know what I mean? To kind of remind folks, like, yo, you know what, this is how this whole thing started, and we need to keep that legacy kind of going, you know what I mean? Kind of remind people, like, even the young folks now, you know, to have that appreciation for how this music started and stuff. So, you know, but just like anything else, everything changes. So, you know, you have to adopt, you have to adapt and everything. So, but you know, but that's generally been our shtick, if you will, you know, as far as like the music and stuff, you know, we still kind of keep it street heavy. The beats is like banging, you know, and, you know, we trying to represent, you know, sort of like what that era was, but with the modern, a modern sound, twist. You know, modern twist to it. Yeah. So
was there any particular artist where it really inspired you, where you thought, I've really got to get up on a stage and do this?
As far as a particular artist, man, I would tell you, and they pretty much blew the spot, but Run DMC, I mean, just that was a whole, that movement was incredible. I mean, you know, they just took hip hop to a whole nother level. I mean, and, you know, their whole, you know, I mean, RIP, you know, Master J, but, you know, they did it to where they took it to a whole nother plane. I mean, I don't know who you were or what you were doing, but when they was rhyming, and another thing that is funny, was a studio the other day, and we were saying, damn, we should do a track and go, you know, just keep going back and forth, you know, man, just go off of each other, because you don't even hear that nowadays. I mean, nowadays you don't even understand what the hell is playing on the radio. I mean, you know, it's like it's mumble, mumble. You know, I mean, I don't try to diss it, but you know, that's not. If I don't understand it, you know, I'm not really feeling it. You know,
the culture's being lost.
And that's what I think my brother's trying to say, as far as, you know, keeping the elements of hip hop there, because if you remove that, that's why, I mean, I'm telling you, man, I'll tell you straight up, I didn't even know who Elton John was until like 10 years ago, man, because hip hop to me had completely fallen off, and, damn, that's supposed to be hip hop today, and I don't even want to hear that. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I'm a DJ, I rhyme, I'm hip hop, and so when I pull out and I listen to my records, I listen to what I feel is like, you know, real hip hop. I didn't know what all the other stuff was. So, you know, that's how do you say, you keep the elements of the culture alive, the scratching, the cutting, you know, the smooth rhymes. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that's a big part of what's missing in a big way today. I mean, I think a lot of people will step back and say, you know what, I'm waiting to hear that again. You know what I'm saying? I want to hear that again, because, you know, you got these kids out here just basically, I don't know, man, just talking smack and those streets, it's always been like that. They're shooting, they're killing each other. It's what it is. You know what I mean? It's hip hop, you know? But you know, what's the point of that? You know what I mean? It's hard enough to get to a certain level in the game, and you're mumbling, and then you're going to get yourself shot. I mean, damn. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, well, yeah, that's crazy. What's left?
There's no organization.
You got to, you know, and so, you know, a lot of, you know, back in the day was not what's happening today. Back in the day was two rappers could battle and one beat the other, and, you know, ain't going to shoot his mom's house. I mean,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But then today is like some – you know, I would say it's too many of these people in the music game take themselves too serious, and so, you know, it eliminates the flavorfulness. Mm. You know, if you go to 80s, 90s, that's probably the most flavorful generation of hip hop ever in the existence of hip hop, where you would hear one rapper come out and the other rapper came out, and then I don't know if you remember Dos FX, but man, they came out and just blew up with that, you know, somebody comes. It was like, what is that? But damn, it was hot. You know what I mean? So, you know, that's the thing. You ain't really hearing that today. You're just hearing a lot of redundancies. I don't know. It's like this mumble, and then you go past to like super mumble. Now I'm waiting for like this. I'm waiting for like this euphoric, just I don't know, scream mumble. I don't know what's next.
Anything is sound language music.
But what Triangle Clique is trying to do, though, you're trying to bring back that old hip hop sort of feeling, really, and the ethos and the whole, you know, what the rules were all about before.
You know, fly hooks. You know what I mean? You can sing them. I mean, you know, you don't have to be. You know, you don't have to be the hardest.
The choruses
guy
are
on
memorable.
I mean,
the choruses are memorable, and you can remember. Yo, I heard this song the other day, and it's almost instantaneous. You can't get it out of your mind. It's like stuff we listen to today. It's like, dude, I don't even want to remember this song, or I don't want to. You know what I mean? Or what is this? I don't even know what the dude's saying.
And now we've got good music. We have stage performance as well.
Yes,
that would shake the crowd up.
Ice-T got a line, and he's got a line, and he says, you know, that hardcore ish don't work. He says, put you in the ground, you will be laying there feet first.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And that, I don't know how many of these children is like beeping and listening to these real, you know, real guys, man, that's out there and that already went platinum, already did the whole, you know, the game and ran it, but nothing changed today. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'll probably in hip hop, I'll say, forget about, you know, rock and roll, techno, you know, jazz, classical, man. You got a better chance of getting killed in hip hop than any other music form. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? For the simple fact that the flavor's gone. I mean, it's like you got to be. Forget about Rambo, man. I mean, I don't know over there, like, who's like, you know, the big killer or whatever you want to call it. But, you know, it's just too much of that.
Most
too
of these
much
people
of that
worry about street credit.
Yeah, I mean, it's all, you know, you're trying to be somebody you're not. And that's why it pretty much, I want to say pretty much almost every day is another quote-unquote rapper, you know, quote-unquote hip-hop guy getting killed. You know what I'm saying? And
we're going to jail.
That's really unfortunate because – you know, a lot of these, you know, even the young, you know, artists and stuff that have so much talent and so much to give back, you know, to the world are being like taken out. And it's like, well, there's something wrong, like really wrong with that. You know what I mean? Like, it used to be back in the day, man, when you had beef with somebody, you would battle it out.
Or fight.
You know what I mean? Or duke it out or whatever, you know, without resorting to, you know, killing people, man. You know what I mean? And it's.
But y'all remember back in the day, you know? I don't know how they do it. I might be saying it. Back in the day, it was you're going to throw hands, and then after it was you got a piece, you piece it up.
Yeah, you piece it up. Yeah.
Yo, shake hands, and then whatever. Who won? Whoever won, and then. But but again, that's, you know, and, you know, at the same time we're doing music, you know, we also want to come with a message. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, I mean, because if without that, then where's hip-hop going? Straight to the grave.
Yeah. Let's talk about the current music. Let's talk about Chiwana. I mean, what's the message behind that song?
Chiwana is pretty much, I mean, it is, by the way, it's actually doing pretty well. I mean, for considering that we didn't start putting out marketing promotion, until August of this year, 2020. But Chiwana is pretty much a song for the ladies, you know, and we're having this big thing. It's funny. Because I told you, I was like, yo, Chiwana, I mean, Chiwana. Chiwana is slang for Chiwana. You know, Chiwana, you know, have a good time. Chiwana,
get a drink on.
Whatever you want,
yeah.
You know, Chiwana.
She wants to have fun.
She want to have fun with the guy, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that's Chiwana. A lot of people was having, there was just feedback we're getting is that, you know, they not understand the song, but Chiwana is slang for Chiwana. You know, Shewana,
yeah,
and it's, you know, today now, and that song comes from the whole feminist movement, man. I mean, women, you know, obviously it's a whole different day, man. I mean, you know, we as men used to be bossing, but you know, now the ladies are bossing, and you know, they want, you know, hey, every man knows when a girl looks at a certain way, it's those, what she wants.
It's those bedroom eyes.
So, yeah, but, so that's pretty much she wanna. If you saw the video, you know, it's pretty clear what, you know, the message of the song is.
It's about women empowering themselves, is it? It's not like the whole sort of how it used to be in the old days. This is right. Much more of a modern slant on the words, is it?
Right. You know, I mean, we
you got to check out the video, man. We got the video up.
Have you got a chance to check it out?
I did see the video. Yeah, I did see it. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome.
It's a great idea. Yeah. So I almost had a heart attack, you know, with all that going on in the video. But
it's a lot of,
you know, we took breaks.
It's a lot of empowerment. It's a lot of empowerment right there.
Definitely.
Yeah. Like massive amount of empowerment.
It's like two mountains of power bouncing there. And
back flaps.
Fully empowered.
Yeah.
Now, you're not just writers and performers. You've got your own label and your own studio as well. Is that right?
Yes. Right. Yeah, we have, fortunately, you know, we have, you know, our own recording studio, we have our own video recording studio. You know, nowadays, you pretty much, especially now, I mean, how things are, you know, you got to be able to go from the studio to the video to the campaign on the music, you know. 1, 2, 3, pretty much is how we're set up now.
It's a factory of music is what we got.
It gives you a lot more control over your own creative process as well. Yeah,
that's what I was gonna mention that. Right. That, you know, we pretty much try to keep everything in house. So you know what I mean. It's not like we got to resort to using other people. You know what I mean, to do like the music. So we try to keep everything in house. I mean, even the video work and stuff. You know what I mean. So pretty much a one stop all type of deal. You know, we could work 24/7 if we want. You know, in this music game and stuff. You know, without you know, resorting to using any outside influences and stuff. So
the mixers, the masters, the beat makers, we have everything. Yeah.
A lot of instruments if they want the real instruments.
Live instruments, you know, we do it all, man.
There's a D-stringer.
And having your own label, does it mean that you're also looking for new talent as well, and you're gonna sort of help promote other artists, up and coming artists too?
Yeah, we have, you know, a lot of new talent. I mean, sometimes just goes off into a spell, you know, of beat making. And so I can tell you now, we got easily 5,000, I mean, plus, and these are talking brand new beats that nobody never heard, and all original, you know, that, I could write all night, you know, with the bag of the good. And I'm not gonna write 1,000 tracks tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta have the artists, you gotta have the talent, and you know, that's how, you know, that's pretty much how we have the backing and the people behind us putting us out here.
Cool. Now, how is lockdown affecting you out there? I guess obviously you can't go out and perform at the moment, so everything is just sort of writing and recording, is it?
Well, basically, in Florida, you're allowed to perform. One of the states that you're allowed to actually perform with some audience.
Yeah, I don't think the governor ever like really shut down.
Yeah,
the state as far like completely. You know what I mean? You still have like the restaurants and the bars and stuff open. So I mean, yeah, technically, you know, if we wanted to do a show, you know, we can do it. But I think you'd have to adhere to like certain things, you know, like social distance, you know. People wearing masks and everything like that. So I mean,
you don't want to endanger anybody. You know?
Yeah.
What is it like out there? Are the bars packed? Are people being sensible, or are they all saying, "Oh, I don't want to wear a mask"? How is it?
Nah.
Pretty much to the point where people don't give a damn no more. I mean, that's
restaurants.
Yeah. I think that's everywhere. Honestly, I mean,
and that's unfortunate.
I go. You know, we're out all the time. You know, going to different places, different spots, and I mean, it's. I think people are just sick and tired of it. I think people just want to get it.
They got
and
that.
Then be like, whatever. You know what I mean? Yeah, sadly enough, and that's not just here, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that's, I think that's everywhere.
But pretty much everything here in Florida is open. Yeah. I mean, you know, I don't think they've ever really, you know, shut everything down to the point, you know, like in California, it's a whole different story. You know what I mean? But as far as
the music though, and what, you know, what we doing is we continue to make more music. I mean, pump our music out there. I mean, we got promotion companies now. We got all social media going on.
Yes.
For us, it couldn't be a more perfect time.
Yeah.
Because we've been
more focused
on sleeping giant.
Yeah. More focused on completing albums, you know? So, yeah.
Yeah, because I was going to ask what the future holds for the three of you, really. I mean, are you looking to, you're obviously looking to release more stuff and complete your album and hopefully get back to more regular performing as well next year?
Yeah, we're just here working on the craft, and whatever happens, happens. We're ready to perform today. If we got signed today to do a show or anything, we're ready to perform right now at this moment.
So, because you've released a few singles this year, but no actual album at the moment. So, is that going to be coming out soon?
Well, the album was postponed. You know, the release of it.
Yeah, because of the pandemic.
Yeah. That's part of it. But on the same token, is we literally just started promoting things as of August. You know, and so they said, okay, it drops you wanna. We have another video coming up, which is going to be Where We Ride. So we're pretty much going to drop a video for all the singles that we dropped. And we got Wiggle, Shooting Her Vein, and That's the Way, which, you know, the next video is coming out. Once you catch that buzz, then you drop the album. And so that's pretty much what the marketing and promotion company has come back and told us, you know, Mike and all they're working on, of how they're going to drop it.
Cool. Now, 2020 has been a tough year for everybody. What are you hoping for next year?
Vaccine. A vaccine.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely.
It's coming, we hope. Yeah.
Yeah. We're 50-50 on that.
Well.
Yeah. Really, you got to keep your head up. I mean, you got to hope for the best. I mean, there's always something that's going to happen. There's always something wrong. There's always some problems, man. I mean,
you just got to keep yourself healthy. I mean, that's the most thing that people talk about is people dying from it, from high blood pressure or some other extremity. So keep yourself healthy and can pass this virus.
Well, as far as the music, I mean, you know, and moving forward is, you know, positioning ourselves, you know, getting in front of the right people, you know what I mean? And I mean, we're already looking at shows. You know, getting the shows, back and popping here in Florida, we got shows pretty much coming up, you know, in the next few weeks that we'll be doing.
March.
And, and that's, you know, it just has to happen. And for our state, they pretty much just made us like a test state. You know what I mean? Let everybody get it.
It's crazy.
I mean, forget about you guys, you know what I mean?
Florida, you can't close
these parks, you can't close these places, because this place would go to to a ghost town.
Cool. Well, guys, thank you very much for having a chat today. We wish you all the best with the music in the future, and we look forward to hearing more from Triangle Click. So thanks a lot.
Thanks, man.
All right, man. Appreciate your time, man.